At least 2 million crowns is the tally in damage so far caused by a police officer who crashed into 51 cars in Prague's Vinohrady district this week. Karel Kadlec, a 46-year-old officer and former instructor at the police academy, is suspected of having deliberately rammed the vehicles after he had been drinking. Tests revealed more than 1 per mil of alcohol in his blood. Jan Wellinger has the story.
It's not the first time Officer Karel Kadlec has been caught driving under the influence. In an incident last year for which he was due to appear in court just this week, he hit 2 vehicles, and for that he expressed regret this January.
Of course, this is something I'd never like to experience again.
But experience he did, and Tuesday made the last incident seem minor by comparison. This time, the officer drove his SUV in broad daylight into parked car after parked car, slamming more than 50 on a street in Prague's Vinohrady district. A bystander caught the incident on video, and a resident who heard the commotion from his window was František Ruml. He spoke to Czech TV.
Viděl jsem, jak naráží do všech aut, tak jsem hned volal na mámu, ať volá policii. A jel směrem tam na francouzskou, lidi za ním.
I saw him crashing into one car after another, so I called my mum to get her to call the police. The man then drove towards Francesca Street, and there were people running after him in a panic. We were afraid someone might get hurt.
Francouzskou lidi za ním běželi, tak v panice, báli jsme se, jestli se někomu něco nestalo.
Thankfully, the only damage was to the parked vehicles, and the driver was finally apprehended in a neighboring street. Once caught, he couldn't have been pleased to learn he would likely face criminal charges, given the amount of alcohol consumed, driving under the influence, putting the public at risk and damaging private property. What's more, the driver was not insured, and that means he himself will have to find a way of paying off the damage if found guilty. Damage on just 30 of the cars was assessed as already well over 2 million crowns. The spokesman for the Czech Insurers Bureau, Aleš Bofer, said the incident would be treated as an uninsured car crash and that motorists whose cars had been damaged could turn to the Czech Insurers Bureau in order for the cost to be covered, and the bureau will then bill the uninsured driver. The last time Mr. Kudlitz crashed his car, he lost his post as an instructor at the police academy. Now it appears he will be fired from the force. Interior Minister Chovanec confirmed that the decision would depend on the findings of an internal investigation by the General Inspection of the Security Forces. If proven that Mr. Kudlitz was behind the extensive crashes, he will be let go immediately without indemnity, the minister said. The motorist is due to appear in court in early May over the first car crash. Meanwhile, the investigation of the 51-car incident is expected to take at least several weeks.